got the first church, nothing but the truth.
What you say?
Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose.
Come on!
First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins.
Yeah!
I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, I'm not insane.
Come on!
I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon is long. Hell to the no, no, no. Come on, come on. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen. Sister Edna, Sister Ruth, make sure that everybody get a seat.
Come on, y'all.
Sister Lily, make a move back in the kitchen, cause the winter gets too needy.
Come on, sir.
Pick the collard greens and cornbread rice. Chicken breast, cocktails on the side.
That's what I'm talking
about. Deacon Underwood, get my 50 ready, cause when it gets to who he rides.
Come on!
Dr. West, count the money, come back and tell us what you raised.
We ain't gonna find another deal.
I got some people today looking for some blessings. First God got to get the praise.
Come on, y'all!
See, there's an old saying. When the praise go up, you get the blessing coming down. I got some people in the church, God Almighty, look at them, they mess around. Come on, come on.
Woo!
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen. I got people in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with the night prayer beans, all about 10, I give it 8 10. Early Sunday morning, about a quarter and a half past 10.
Yeah!
I got some people, they coming off the street. God Almighty, look at them, they're strolling in.
They need help!
They land at the altar, they confess the sin, their sin.
Come on, wait!
Time is still Monday morning, they're doing the same thing again.
Hypocrite, hypocrite!
Hell no!
Come on!
To the no, no, no! Hell to the no! Hell to the no! To the no, 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 listen. Got kids dropping out of school, talking about they don't want to learn. Yet they're standing on the corner, rolling blunts, talking about come on, let's learn.
I better get back to school.
I got kids walking up and down the street, pants hanging down around their knees.
What's them pants talking
about? That they're looking for a job. When I see them kids, look at their feet. See, all they ever talk about, brag about who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Trying to see the copper with the rubber top. They drop the gun, they wanna run.
Put your gun down.
Now the sheriff got them locked up. They sent the county jail.
It's a shame.
I heard the mama, she was crying all night. She can't get no money for the bill.
Come on.
Now the man with the home run, cause they did put some money in the commissary.
Where you going now?
They said you're in the jail, brother man. You were sure get it from the cemetery.
Come on, women.
See, there's an old saying that a hard head makes a soft iron.
Yeah!
Well, since you did your crime, don't do the time. Stop the baby crying. Come on, come on. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. No, 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 listen. When people talk about you, all you gotta do is let them talk much and defeat.
That's what they gonna do, y'all.
Cause all you gotta do is get down on your knees.
Tell the Lord about it.
You tell God about it, I guarantee he will never leave you alone.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is tell the devil, hell no, won't you leave me alone?
Devil, leave.
Hell no.
Come on, wait.
To the no, no, no.
Come on!
Hell to the no! To the no, no, no!
Come on!
Hell,
no, no! To the 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 no, no! Hell to the no, no!
Come on!
To the no, no!
No, no!
To the no,
no!
No,
no, no!
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Pastor Thomas. I greet you this morning in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I come by this morning to talk to you just for a few minutes that let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you, I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Thomas said unto the Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I've been with you so long, how can you say where am you going? This morning, my brothers and my sisters, I just want to talk to you a little about that scripture, because you hear that scripture a lot of times preached at funerals. People read it and they talk about it. But that was trouble in the land. The Bible says that Jesus was going back to the Father and the disciples was all astounded and upset. And the Bible says that they was wondering where he was going. And Jesus said, if I don't go, the Holy Ghost cannot come. He says, I'm going to leave you with a comforter, and that is the Holy Spirit, that he will guide you in all truth. My brothers and my sisters, there's a story I'm going to tell you about a young man. This man was working and he doing everything he could do right. He would go to work. He would pay his tithes in church. He would take care of his family. And he worked, and it looks like the harder he worked, the less he had. He kept on doing things, and he tried to work hard and take care of families, and people would come and borrow money from him. And he would, so, you know, when you got a nice heart, you do things for people, and you never, they would do you wrong. And after a while, this gentleman, he was so astounded because things start going wrong in his life. Because anytime you're pleasing God, the enemy is always there watching you. So the gentleman kept on doing what he was doing, going to work, and his wife was arguing with him, fussing at him, saying he wasn't doing enough. He didn't know what to do. So one day he kept on working, and then the boss, somebody on his job said he stole something. And he got fired off his job. He didn't know what to do. He was going around. He was driving his car. He was hacking. He was trying to make ends meet. But my brothers and my sisters, I've come to tell you that when trouble comes, you got to hold on. So the gentleman kept on doing what he was doing. And he was trying to explain to his wife what happened. And she was all mad and started to say, how are we going to pay our bill? How are we going to make this? And how are we going to do that? And he tried so hard. He got himself in trouble. And he went to court and the judge locked him up. Gentleman went to court and he couldn't believe that the judge locked him up and he gave him 18 months. He stood in prison and he looked around and he was crying and he stood out on the water. He said, Lord, what did I do wrong? He didn't have money for commissary. Guys were looking at him and he didn't know what to do. His wife wouldn't come see him. People wouldn't help him. Nobody would do anything for him. All the blessing he did to other folks. But when his time came around, nobody was there for him. He stood out in the courtyard and he looked up towards heaven and he said, God, what I have to do to please you? And the Lord, the Spirit of the God, spoke to him and says to him, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in me, believe also. And when the Spirit spoke to the young man fell on his knees crying, and he went back to his cell, and he laid there, and he cried. And he laid there. And see, sometimes you've got to get down on your last go-round before you realize God is right there. The young man began to feel the Spirit of God all over him. And he began to think about all his trouble. And as he thought about the trouble, he said, I'm not going to let this burden me down no more. My heart's been heavy. My mind been worried. But I thank God there's a Savior somewhere. The young man got up off the knees and he looked up towards heaven in a cell and he prayed. He said, Father, stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know than to call on the name of the Lord. Tears fell down the young man's face. The young man sat on the edge of his bed. The God came and popped the door open and said, young man, it's time to go. The young man didn't know what was going on. The young man walked out the cell. They walked up to the front door and said, you're free. Let me tell you something. When you begin to start praising God, whatever the enemy done to you, God will open the door for you. He did not know that all charges were dropped against him. And the doors was open. See, sometimes the enemy had a way of throwing you places that you don't want to go. But you got to be ready and be able to handle the pressure. And the young man walked out and he says, thank God. And he looked and he ran to the first church. He said, Lord, I told you I'm going to give my life to Christ. He gave his life to Christ, and that young man was doing good ever since. And all the people who looked at him and thought he wasn't man up to anything, thought he'd never have anything, they looked at him and said, look at him now. He got a brand new car. He got a nice home. He got rid of the old baggage woman that was doing him wrong, got himself a good job, and he kept giving God glory. So you can't tell me God would turn it around. When the enemy tried to turn it one way, God would turn it the right way. You got to stay on the street called straight. And once you stay on the street called straight, you can give God, you can worship the Lord. You can tell the Lord, thank you, because you're worthy to be praised. I don't know about you this morning, but I come by to let you know that young man has been giving God praise since. And don't you know, don't care, whatever he said, let not my heart be troubled. Because let me tell you something here. You don't let anything worry you. Nobody's supposed to get on your last nerve. Let me tell you something here. Hold on. Help is on the way. Hold on. God will make a way for you. I didn't come by to preach a long sermon this morning because I got another engagement. But I just want to tell you that God is worthy to be praised. And let me let you know one thing. You trust God. Don't let nobody put you down. Don't let nobody put more on you than you can bear. You tell them, you said, for God I live and for God I die. And I got a God to worship. And I got a God that is able to do whatever I want. Be like that young man. Hold on and don't give up. Hold on and trust him. And he will make a way out of no way. My brothers and my sisters, I love you this morning, and I just want to come out and encourage you and tell you your heart be troubled. You believe in God, and he'll believe in you. And God will take care of you. I know I wanted to preach it like I wanted to preach it, but time doesn't allow me to do like I want, but I still want to let you know that God loves you. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you. God bless you. Our Father and our God, once again, we come to say thank you. And God, we ask that you look down on your people and cover them under the blood. Oh, God, we thank you for the radio broadcast. We thank you for your people that's listening. And God, we want you to encourage them and keep them and hold them and cover them under your blood. Don't let anybody touch them, hurt them, or bring any harm. When the enemy knock at the door, oh, God, you slammed the door in his face. Because, God, we know that you're able to do what you said you would. Hey, give you all the glory and the honor. Oh, we thank you right now, my most precious God. And, God, what the devil's trying to tap somebody's finance, we knock them down now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to give you glory. And we're going to give you honor. Because the God that I serve, do what he said he would. And we're going to keep giving you praise. We're going to keep giving you glory. And we ain't going to turn around because we come too far to turn around now. Hold on. And God will make a way for you. God bless you, my brothers and my sisters. I'm sorry I didn't have time to preach to you real long this morning. But nevertheless, God is good. And I did not want to come on the station without leaving you with a word. And the word this morning was, let not your heart be troubled. God bless you.